Sports Central.
Cricket. So that could be it. They'll certainly turn for one. He's coming back, Peter Hanscom. He forces Kevin Peterson, but that's it. Comprehensive stuff from the Melbourne Stars. That man there, Kevin Peterson, in front of 43,000 plus, has been a class above tonight.
No, he has. He showed all his maturity and experience, losing a couple of wickets. He had a little bat there with Luke Wright, but he said, I want to be there at the end. I want to take the responsibility to bat through and get the Stars home. Helped out big time by Peter Hanscom.
Well, it's been a good few games, certainly for the Melbourne Stars, putting themselves right in contention for the latest edition of the KFC Big Bash. Adelaide Strikers on 10 points, Perth, and now Melbourne up to third on 8, Sydney fourth on 6 points, and of course Hobart taking on Perth later on today in fifth, trying to get that valuable 2 points. One of the stars last night for Melbourne was Peter Hanscom, 39 not out, batting at the end there with Kevin Peterson. Pete, a good night for the boys.
Yeah, obviously, any win's is a great night, and it was awesome to see Kev do what he's here to do and whack the ball like he did. So, yeah, it was a great night.
What's it like to sort of bat alongside a guy who obviously has been a huge international cricketer and figure, Peter?
Mate, absolutely phenomenal. Just his knowledge of the game is up there with the best in the world, as he is one of the best T20 players going around. And just to be at the other end and then being able to talk to him, and mate, he just knows what's going on in the game. So just learning from him is awesome.
I suppose this season is almost like a carbon copy of last season. The slow start and now really getting into a nice groove. What have you put it down to?
Yeah, the boys are hitting their straps nicely, and coming in to hopefully final time will be really red hot, which will be great. Not much has changed. I mean, the previous 4 years we still did well and won a lot of games. But this year we've had a big focus on being nice and relaxed, and a lot more emphasis on the players just to back their own skills in. Because you know we know we're good enough at what we do. We just got to go out there and showcase it and be the best team that we can.
I'm really keen to ask you, Peter. I would have loved to have spoken to Stephen Fleming on SEN. I think he did appear on the station last week. Always admired him as a young captain of New Zealand. He's now going down the coaching track. What has he sort of brought to the table as a coach? Can you take us inside his mind and how it works?
Sure, yeah. Well, to start off, he's an absolute legend as a bloke, which is always awesome. Like, he's very easy to get along to, and he just tells you how it is, so you know exactly where you stand, you know exactly what he wants from you, and how he wants you to go about your game. And then when he comes in, obviously, to a new squad that he hasn't been a part of, but his buzzword of the tournament has been cohesion. So basically just getting the boys together, making sure that we're having fun on and off the field, and if that's happening, then hopefully the results look after themselves.
This might seem like a peculiar question. I mean, we've been sort of talking on the show earlier on today about, you know, people's viewing habits and, sometimes like the shorter form of sport to come along and be entertained for a shorter period. What about just you as a sports person? If T20 cricket hadn't have sort of formulated, would you have been unsatisfied as a cricketer? I mean, all cricketers aspire to play, I imagine, test cricket and make those big knocks when it really counts. You play a lot of shield cricket, domestic cricket. I mean, how do you sort of go with all three formats of the game? And would it have been a major disappointment maybe if T20 hadn't have come along?
I think T20 has been amazing for the game, purely on just getting crowds back and getting the next generation of kids interested in cricket again. I mean, there was a little bit of a lull there where Test cricket was struggling with crowds and whatnot, and then T20 has come in, kicked it off, and we've seen that Test crowds have gone up because of that, which is awesome. You know, the youngsters are coming in and they're playing a lot more cricket, and we're seeing that in numbers through Milo cricket and stuff like that, which has just been brilliant. But personally, mate, I'm still a bit of a purist of the game, and I love the long format and obviously still striving for that baggy green if it comes.
So, Peter, have you felt like sort of T20 cricket has just sort of come naturally, or as a cricketer and the way you've gone about it, you've had to, I suppose, adjust your own mindset to play T20 cricket, or does it sort of just come naturally? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it definitely hasn't come naturally. It's something I've had to really work at to change my game, mainly the mindset of how I've gone out to approach innings and whatnot. I mean, I've always been able to hit a ball relatively well, so it's just about backing yourself in and taking those calculated risks at the right opportunity.
Yeah, great stuff. It's been entertaining. The crowds have been enormous. The Melbourne Stars are right back in contention, along with Adelaide, Perth, Sydney Thunder, Hobart a chance maybe today. It's a great competition. Well done on your own contribution last night, and we wait for the next instalment.
Yeah, beautiful, mate. Thanks for that.